This is Akashwani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today. The Prime Minister will first travel to Rajasthan, where he will lay the foundation stone and dedicate multiple development projects in various sectors like road, rail, aviation, health and higher education, worth 5,000 crore rupees in Jodhpur. He will also address a public meeting. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of important projects for strengthening the health infrastructure in Rajasthan. The Prime Minister will also dedicate to the nation IIT Jodhpur campus. In the afternoon, Mr. Modi will reach Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees in sectors like road, rail, gas pipeline, housing and clean drinking water. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh launched the Navy's updated Indigenous Program Swavalamban 2.0 in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking at the Indian Navy's Naval Innovation and Indigenization Organization seminar Swavalamban, Mr. Singh said that self-reliance is the utmost priority since the Modi government came to power. During the event, Mr. Singh also released the fifth positive indigenization list of the Department of Military Affairs comprising 98 items. Highly complex systems, sensors, weapons and ammunition have been included in the list. All these items will be procured from indigenous sources as per provisions given in the Defence Acquisition Procedure 2020 in a staggered timeline. Speaking about the list, the Defence Minister said these 98 items in the list are a big step in self-reliance of the defence sector. In Sikkim, death toll following devastating flash flood mounted to 14 and around 102 reported missing. The sudden glacial lake outburst took place yesterday over Lonak Lake in North Sikkim, led to a flash flood in the Teesta River in Lachen Valley. Search operations are underway. Three teams of NDRF are deployed for this purpose. Two more teams from Guwahati and Patna are ready to rush to Sikkim. The NDRF team from Chungthang will be airlifted when the weather permits. Likewise, essential commodities and supplies will be airlifted and distributed to the people of Chungthang, Lachen and Lachung. Japan experienced a 6.6 magnitude earthquake in the Western Pacific Ocean today. The earthquake struck at 11 a.m. Japan time near Torishima in the Izu chain at a depth of 10 kilometers. The Meteorological Agency of Japan has warned of possible aftershocks and urged the people to be on alert for the next week. As per reports so far, no unusual volcanic activity has been observed. Today is National Dolphin Day, which is celebrated every year to create awareness about conservation of the national aquatic animal, which inhabits the Ganges, Brahmaputra, Meghna and the Karnaphuli-Sangu river systems of Nepal, India and Bangladesh. From demands of wildlife experts, animal lovers and environment experts, the National Board for Wildlife has accorded the 5th October as National Dolphin Day in 2022. It is estimated that their total population is around 2,000 and they are recognized as highly endangered in Schedule 1 of the Wildlife Protection Act 1972. The Zoological Survey of India is organizing several programs on the day. At Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India amassed a total of historic 82 medals, including 19 gold, 31 silver and 32 bronze. India is currently in fourth place in the overall medal tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games, surpassing the previous best of 70 medals at the 18th edition Asian Games in Jakarta. In archery today, Indian trio Jyoti, Parneet and Aditi secured gold in the women team compound event after defeating Chinese Taipei by a scoreline of 230-228. And in 50kg wrestling category, Pooja Gehlot secured her spot in the semi-final with a 5-1 victory over Mongolia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.